This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chat some college hoops right now. Northern Iowa, the Panthers are 22-3 on the season, first in the Missouri Valley Conference, and they've won six in a row. They have a big game coming up on Saturday against Porter Mosier squad in Loyola, Chicago. And the last time those two teams met, you did have a victory for the University of Northern Iowa in overtime. So let's head out to the hotline right now and welcome in the Panthers head coach and Ben Jacobson, who's been there since 2006, has made four NCAA tournaments. And you, of course, remember in the 2009-2010 season when the Panthers did find their way in the Sweet 16. Coach, thanks for coming on, and how are you?
Yeah, we're good, Zach. Appreciate you having us on.
No problem. We do appreciate it very much. So I was looking back at the end of last season to refresh my memory. You guys were under 500. You obviously are in the conference tournament. You find yourself in the championship game. You blow an 18-point lead, and you don't get to the NCAA tournament. But I'm just wondering, with the signs that your team showed in that tournament, do you think it had a carryover effect into the year that we're seeing out of your squad right now?
Yeah, it sure did. You know, we were pretty good the last 2.5-3 weeks. We played good basketball, and it took us a while last year. We had some first year guys, AJ Green, Trey Burhau. We had two seniors on our team, Wyatt Lohaus and Miles Wenzine, and Miles ended up tearing his ACL early in January. So we just had one senior that was playing the last 2 months. So we had a younger team. It took a little while. We made a significant change to our offense, but the last 2.5 weeks, we were good. We won a couple road games by double figures. You know, went to St. Louis playing our best basketball. Had two close games, really one possession games in the quarterfinals, semifinals, and I think the guys learned a lot about, you know, just staying with it. You know, that you gotta work hard to get better. And no matter what's happening, no matter if you're playing good, if you're winning games, if you're not winning games, you gotta stay with it. And that was important for us heading into this year.
To be 22-3 at this point of the season, it's unbelievable. I saw before the season did commence, you guys are ranked third in your conference. I know some coaches play up the preseason polls. Other coaches say they don't care for them. Has this season pretty much gone the way that you expected it, or has something surprised you with your club this year?
No, I tell you, we felt like we were going to be good. With not only the guys I mentioned, you know, AJ Green, Trey Burhau, you know, two of our better players last year, and guys that are now into their second year with us, but Austin Fife is our starting center right now, and Austin has been terrific for us. He's getting almost a double-double in league play. Brings a real presence and a real energy to what we're doing at both ends of the floor. And he missed last year, took a medical red shirt. So we knew getting him back. Tywan Pickford has been really important to us coming off our bench. He was hurt a lot of last year. We thought we were going to be good. Zach, we did. We thought we were going to have a good team this year.
Ben Jacobson is my guest right now on the Zach Gelb Show, the head coach of the University of Northern Iowa Panthers. You mentioned AJ and Trey. How have you seen them really grow this year into becoming, you know, the players that they have been throughout the course of the season?
Well, both those guys have done a great job just in terms of their awareness. And I think that comes from the work, you know, the work in the weight room and physically getting better. You can see that with both guys, their footwork, what they're doing defensively, their understanding of what we want to get done at the offensive end. They've really grown in those aspects. You look at their numbers are much better than what they were a year ago. And you're talking about, you know, a guy in AJ Green that just, you know, it's all day, every day for him. Zach, I mean, you can't get him out of the gym, and you know whether he has a great performance, maybe he doesn't play quite as well as he expects to play, whether our team wins a game, whether we get beat in a game, like none of those things impact what he's going to do next. He's going to get up the next day and he's going to get to work. You know, he's going to figure out something that he's going to do better that day at practice, that he's going to do better so that our team can play better. And then with, you know, with Trey, he's just grown a lot. You know, he's a little more laid back, a little more, you know, easygoing and you know, loves being around his teammates. And he's, you know, he's just come a long ways in terms of his attention to detail. And, you know, you're talking about two high-end shooters. I think they're two of the best shooters in the country. And you throw in Spencer Haldeman, who's shooting well above, you know, I think he's above 45% from three right now. And so we've got three guys in that starting group that can really shoot the basketball.
Yeah, I was exchanging a few texts earlier this morning with Seth Greenberg. We're very friendly, and I was asking him about your basketball team, and he says he really loves your basketball team, and you guys play at a little bit of a faster pace. And I mentioned right away, I go, it seems like this backcourt, they could really shoot the three-point ball.
Yeah, those three guys can, Zach. I mean, they shoot it, you know, as a group, they shoot it as good as, you know, I think as good as any team in the country. If you grab three guys off of any team, I think our three are going to be as good or better than most, if not all of them. You know, they really shoot it. And then we've got, you know, our fourth starter in the backcourt is Isaiah Brown, who's our best defender. And Isaiah's shooting right at 40% from three. And then Austin Fife inside is shooting a high percentage. And he hasn't taken a three this year, but he's shooting a high percentage inside. So we've been good that way. You know, offensively, we were much better than what we were a year ago. And, again, a lot of that, the four guys that I mentioned on the perimeter, those guys are all a year older, of course. And then getting Fife back from that medical redshirt has really made a difference for our offense.
I know there's a long time in terms of the basketball world until March Madness, even though it's right around the corner and you don't want to go there yet. But do you think your style, assuming you're in the tourney, projects well in March?
Yeah, and I just got off my radio show about 20 minutes ago, Jack, and our radio guy, we've been together forever, and he was asking me about the league race, and hey, there's five left. What do you think so far? And I said, yeah, we got practice at 8 tomorrow morning, and the bus leaves at 10. So in terms of our team, yeah, we got, yeah, I like our group a lot. We're older. We're not really old. Like, we've had, in 15, we had a really old team, and we were in the round of 32. In 2010, we were really old. This team is older than it was last year, but we're not really old. In saying that, we got three guys that can really shoot it, and Isaiah can guard. Fife's really good inside. We've got depth. I like our team a lot. I do, and you mentioned it. You know, we're going to Loyola Saturday to see Porter and his guys, and you know, they're terrific. Krutwig and Williamson and their new guys like that. And Porter does, you know, he does a terrific job. So we got a heck of a challenge coming here on Saturday.
What could you take from that first matchup that went to overtime and you guys were able to get the victory?
Yeah, just a man, you get in that game and it's just a reminder of how good Krutwig is. You know, I don't know how much you've seen him play, but I think he's one of the best centers in the country. I think he may be the best passing center in the country. As much as he handles the ball, as much as he does in terms of his passing, you know, obviously he scores it. So you got to make decisions every time down the floor. You're thinking about, do we double? Where do we help off of? Well, you know, then they got guys that are cutting to the basket, and then they got guys that are standing out there getting open on the 3-point line. But he's involved in almost every single possession, and that's unique, you know, right? There aren't many centers in college basketball that handle it out up at the elbow or at the top of the key, and they run your offense from there. And then you can throw it into him, and he can score on the block if you don't send some help down. So just another reminder how good a player he is. And then the other thing, you know, any time we've played against Porter and played against his teams, man, their team defense it's hard to crack. They do a great job of switching and denying, do a great job of creating and causing turnovers. Those two things always stick out. How do you deal with Krutwig? How do you deal with their unselfishness? And then how do you crack that defense?
It was pretty neat, though, last time you guys played them, the game before, you guys were coming off a loss to Southern Illinois State. How did you guys block out that game, that tough loss? And, you know, I know it makes it a little easier when you're going up against Loyola Chicago with their history, but how did you guys block that out? And did you learn anything about your team coming off that loss and getting the victory the next time out?
Yeah, you know, being able to snap back. We had it. We played in the non-conference event in Cancun, and we played West Virginia in our first game in Cancun, and we played well. You know, we were up 15 with about 8 to go, and they were able to get us, you know, turn us over a couple times and able to get us at the end in a one possession game in the last minute. And we had to play the next night against South Carolina, who is having a nice year. And so two very physical games. We had some disappointment coming out of the West Virginia game, and our guys were able to snap back and hang in there in another physical game and beat South Carolina. And so it was a little bit like that, Jack, where, you know, Southern Illinois really played, did a great job, and they had us down 16. We rallied and had it tied with 5 minutes left. And so we gave ourselves a chance. We had the ball down 1 with 8 seconds left. And, so you come out of that one, and now you got Loyola coming to town. So I think the experience with West Virginia, South Carolina, maybe a little similar. I think that helped us.
And this consistency this year, as we're talking to Ben Jacobson, is really something. Obviously, when you're 22-3, you have a really good team. But you look at all your losses. West Virginia was a 5-point loss. Illinois State was a 76-70 loss. Southern Illinois was a 2-point margin. When I look at the entire schedule, you see the victory up against Colorado. Do you look at that as your best victory of the season?
Yeah, that win at Colorado is our best one right now. And winning at Bradley in our league is really hard. So there's games in our league that won't get quite the same punch as that win at Colorado. But I think as we both know, when you're in league play, it doesn't matter what league you're in. When you win games in your league, and in particular when you win games in your league on the road, like that's a really hard thing to do. So we've been able to get 4 road wins in our league, and we've got some home wins with Loyola and a couple of the other teams that are in the top 4 or 5 in our standings, and those are good ones. But the one at Colorado would be the best non-conference one. Then you mentioned the 3 losses, Zach. It's a one possession game against West Virginia. The Illinois State game was tied 70-70 with a minute left, and we had the ball down 1 and missed a shot that would have put us up 1 against Southern. So all 3 of them are one possession games with a minute left or less.
Wrap it up with Ben Jacobson, the head basketball coach for the Panthers at the University of Northern Iowa. We know this conference is really good. We saw what Loyola Chicago was able to do a few years ago. We saw what you guys were able to do. I know Wichita State's no longer in the conference, but they've been able to go on some runs over the years. What is it about this conference? You know, is there a team or two that maybe people aren't paying that much close attention to that we really should be paying a little bit closer attention to?
Yeah, I would tell you there's a couple teams in our league again. You know, whoever it is that wins in St. Louis, and however things, shake out for us as we go down the stretch here, that when you get, we get into that NCAA tournament, that plenty capable of winning a game or 2 or 3. Just up until last year, Zach, there was, I believe it was 6 or 7 years in a row that a Valley team had won the first round game. If there were 2 teams in, they both won. If there was 1 team in, they won. So there was, I think, 9 straight first round games a Valley team won up until Bradley's game last year. So it's a great basketball league and well prepared. You know, with whatever team or teams is playing in March in the NCAA tournament, I would not be surprised if it's us or us and somebody else, or it's somebody else. Not surprised at all if we win that first round game.
What's the biggest part of your team, Coach Jacobson, that you think needs to improve on right now?
Oh, 2 things. At the offensive end, we've done a better job in the last 5 games of taking care of the basketball. Our turnover percentage, Zach, was too high for a long time, and now it's down. It's down around 15-16%, which we can deal with. For a long time, it was up 19-20%, but I like where that's trending. And then defensively, we're about 110th or 112th in KenPom with our defensive efficiency, and in most years, we're somewhere between 40 and 80, and our best teams have been down 30 to 40. So we're a little bit off defensively. If we get a little bit better defensively here, and we've been better the last 10 days, 2 weeks, but we got to tighten it up a little bit at that end. We got to take care of the ball a little better.
Last one for you, Coach, and this has been great. I want to talk about one of your alums doing some pretty big stuff on the NBA stage right now, and that's Nick Nurse. Played his college basketball at Northern Iowa and also started his coaching career on the sidelines with Northern Iowa as an assistant back in 89 to 1990. Last year, when they won, all the credit went to Kawhi Leonard. And this year, I know they just lost last night, but they're coming off a 15-game win streak. What they've been able to do this year without Kawhi Leonard is really something. It's a great coaching job.
Yeah, he's won everywhere he's been, right? And he's people that looked up his resume when they won the world championship that maybe didn't know as much about Nick. And look, man, he's been everywhere. He's been everywhere in the United States. He's been overseas. And then you look at, it didn't matter what job he was in. Like, he won. He's won everywhere he's coached. And that, I've known him for the better part of, 20 plus years that we've known each other. And he's always won. And so you make a great point, that what he's doing with this team right now, just speaks again to the, the quality of guy that he is, the quality of coach he is. And we saw Fred VanVleet for 4 years in the league when he was at Wichita. We went head to head with Fred, and he's a guy that won a ton of games in our league, and those two guys obviously a great combination. And then they've got the other guys that are all stars and that whole deal. But just having played against Fred and knowing Nick, you got two guys that those guys are winners, man.
Well, hey coach, best of luck. We'll be rooting for you. Really do appreciate the conversation, and good luck against Porter. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.